Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, we thank you so very much. We really appreciate you taking the time to come and listen, hang out with us tonight. And if you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. We are so excited to still have you be a part of our Issues Concerning Women family and coming together each week to talk about just what's going on in not just Hampton Roads, but the nation. We truly understand that this is a different time, and it looks so different, and it feels so different. But Veronica and I want you to know that we appreciate you all. We pray for you and your families, and we wish you well, and we hope that you're really taking care of yourself. So tonight, I don't know if you know in Hampton Roads, it has been raining all day long. So I don't know where you are. I don't know if it's beautiful, but I hope that it is. And it's beautiful anyway, because we woke up this morning and we get another opportunity to get it right on today. Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can reach us right here, and you can also call in to the show. And the call-in number is 661-554-9123 if you want to listen by phone, because I know sometimes you may not be at your computer. So welcome again to Issues Concerning Women, and I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. And I just wanted to share a few things with you about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. My co-host is Veronica McMillan, and not sure if she's going to be able to hop on tonight, but if she does, we'll bring her in as soon as she logs in. But Veronica is the owner and operator of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. She helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. Together, Veronica and I offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations. And we can't do that right now, but hopefully again in the future. Details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutritional classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. Veronica and I are dedicated to making a difference. Our mission here is to create economic independence for all women and their families by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. If you would like to contact me, my information is icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. And let me just warn you that the website needs to be updated, but it's still there, and you still can conduct business there and contact me. You may also contact Ms. McMillan at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to her webpage at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. So today I want to talk to you about doing something a little bit different than what we normally do. I want to talk about changing some of our habits. And I know they say it takes just 21 days to change a habit. No, it probably takes longer. But you can build a habit in 21 days. So that's what I want to talk about today, building some new habits. What can we do in the next 21 days to make a difference in our life? And then what can we do in the next 90 days to build an entire lifestyle? So I want to just come to you today with a flood of information. And so if you don't have pencil and paper ready, I would like for you to get that right now, because I'm going to just go through this. And, you know, our 30 minutes will be up before you know it. And so I'm really excited about the show today, because I had the opportunity to have a conversation with some beautiful ladies this morning. And in that conversation, we kind of were talking about this and some things that we can do to change some of the habits that we have. We have to break old habits, but before we break old habits, we have to acquire some new habits, because we know that things that we do, we're used to doing them. I call myself a creature of habit. And so for me, this can be challenging when I'm talking about habit starters, because I'm used to doing things a certain way. And I don't know about you, but once you do things that way for years and years and years, it is hard to break the habit. So changing a habit in 21 days may happen for some people, but let me just tell you, it probably will not happen for me. It takes me a little bit longer. And so this morning when we were on our conference call, I just gave out some information that I wanted to share with you as well, my listening audience, because I know that this time of uncertainty, people are feeling hopeless. They are feeling alone. They don't know if there's anything they can do about this situation. And for some people, they really can't. For the first time in our lives, some of us are feeling that we're out of control. And we are being faced with things that we never thought we would be faced with before. We're having our kids home all day long, not just 2.5 months in the summer, but all day, every day. And that can be challenging for any household. We're having spouses together again, trying to rebuild relationships, rekindle old flames, put some flames out. But, you know, this is also a time of relaxation and thinking and processing, looking at who we really are and just being for real. Because for so many years we have been hustling and bustling and running around doing all the things that we were big enough and bad enough to do, whether it concerned anybody else or not, we just wanted to do them. And if it was something that we wanted to do, we would just go ahead and do it and suffer the consequences later. But today, we really have to look at who we are, really be true to ourselves, and really start to think about how this may become our new normal. People are put together again to have dinner together. Veronica and I talked about that last week. And now we have to realize that we can't have 3 or 4 different meals if we have a family of more than 2. That we have to sit down together. We're doing meal prep for some of us, and which is a good thing, because we want to stretch every dollar and stretch our food as far as it can go. We're making good choices and healthy choices for meals. I am so excited when I look on Facebook and I see my brothers and sisters being creative with meal prep, with planting gardens. This is awesome. These are things that we never, ever had time to do. So if you find yourself twiddling your thumbs and not knowing what to do, this is a great time to look at who you are and begin to realize that you are still the same person. We're just doing things differently. You have to make some changes, and to do that, you may have to change some habits. So hopefully you have your pencil and paper ready. And I want to start with habits that we can do for ourselves. And when I say that, I mean our whole household. So just looking at your household. And I'm also excited when I drive past on the few times that I'm out, because now I have to plan where I'm going. My husband is like, where are you going now? So we have a plan when we're going to go out, and we try to go out at least one day a week. So it gives us the opportunity, one, to do something together, but two, to also go out and get some fresh air. I'm going to start with the first habit that we should be looking at is our household. And the reason why I want to start there, because we are home now. We are homebound. And somebody was joking and saying, you know, the people who don't like to go anywhere, this is good for them. But I can almost guarantee you it's really not good for them, because if they were home alone, that was fine. But if they're home now with three or more people, that looks a little bit different. It feels a little bit different. So now they have to figure out how they're still going to be in their household, still get all the things done that they normally would get done, and then the added things that they have to do. I am just as busy, if not busier, than I was when I was able to go back and forth to the office. I miss my office, yes, I do, and I'll be honest about that. But I had to sit down and really think about what was important for my household. This is a time of reconnecting. Even though we may be separated from the outside world, but in our households, we need to be reconnected. And if you have family members that live in the house with you, then it's a different setting. Even though they were always there, now you're just put together more than you ever were before. I am one of those moms that miss my kids immensely. I'm no different than anybody else. I would love to see my children and my grandchildren. But right now, I know that it's safer if we stay in our respective homes and do what they have asked us to do. I talked a little bit about the conference call that we had this morning, and I shared some things with the ladies this morning about what the CDC is saying and about what the governor is saying. And we do have to listen, and we also have to make good choices and make good decisions. This stay-at-home order was put into place to protect us. And when they're asking us to wear masks, it's to protect us. My mask protects me. Your mask protects you. So if you don't have a mask, I suggest that you get one and get you some gloves, because as we open back up Virginia, there are going to be places that you have to go, and you're not sure who has the virus and who does not. We were talking about this morning, we just assume possibly more people than we know have the virus, so I want to be protected when I go out. And I hope that you do too. And I don't want to be all Debbie Downer and talking about this, but if I'm going to be a public servant, then I have to serve the public and I have to share information with you. And so that was one of the other things that I wanted to share. And then I'm going to jump into the habit, new habits, starting something new, doing something the next 21 days to change your life in the next 90 days that will change your life for a lifetime. So starting with our households, the first thing we want to do is make sure that we are taking care of our households, getting rid of some things that we don't need. I've been trying to do that. So I'm not telling you guys anything that I am not doing. And so this is what got me started thinking about this. We have accumulated in my household so many things over the past years, and I don't know how they all got accumulated, but they're here. And so now I want to get rid of them. So start cleaning your house. You know, spring is coming. You know, the flowers are growing. The flowers are confused because they don't know if it's spring, summer, or fall. The weather keeps changing. But clean your household. And if you work from home now, as so many of us do, you need to designate an area where you're going to work. I've kind of taken over a couple of spaces in my house, and I don't mind sharing it because if you Zoom with me, you're going to see it. I'm in my dining room. I do have an office in my home, but I need to clean it out. And so until I clean it out, I don't go in there to do Zoom because I have things that I'm packing and things I'm shredding and things I'm getting away from, but I am starting to do that. You also want to make sure that you are putting things away. And that's, and you know, I know you're an adult, and listening to the show, and you're like, who is she to tell me what to do? But sometimes we just need to start thinking about things that we don't do. And this, for me, was a great big help to me when I started writing down the habits that I have, making sure that my kitchen is clean every night. I've always done that, but now more than ever, I'm more conscious of it because I'm here a lot more. And there are other people in the house, and sometimes things do get put in the kitchen that I don't want in there, so we want to make sure that we're taking care of that. Throw away things that you don't need or donate them to avoid accumulating clutter. Now, for me, I'm okay with that, but then other members of my family may not be, so I have to be cautious about the things that I throw away. So if you're in the household with other people, make sure you ask them, is this something that they really want or something that they need right now? And then the last thing for the household, and I'm talking about just doing things that are a habit. And for me, I make my bed every day. Doesn't matter if I think I'm going to lay back down, because 9 times out of 10, I won't lay back down. Once I'm up, and I make my bed every single day. If that's something that you're not doing, and it sounds like a little thing, doing that, and see how much neater your room is going to look, and see how much more pleased you're going to be with your household as you start to eliminate things, get things out the way, and ask the other people in the house to help you. So you should be doing it together. That's number one, taking care of your household, making sure it's clean and tidy and neat. Number two is all about fitness. Now, if you look at me, you probably think, well, she's not doing a whole bunch in the fitness department, right? Because we all are home, we are cooking these fantastic meals, and we're gaining a few pounds. I know I am. I don't know about you, just me. And some people are doing really, really well. And so they are doing well with that. I'm not doing so well. Hello there.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And you want to introduce yourself?
Yes.
Or did you
my
just
name
want
is
to
Sharon
listen?
Allen.
Okay. Hi,
yes,
Sharon
my name...
Allen.
Hi. I really adore you because you're my sister and you're my older sister.
Yes.
And some of the things that you were saying in reference to being at home, cleaning up, and things like that, what can
mm-hmm.
a mother do that misses their children and misses their grandchildren, and they clean
mm-hmm.
every day, they listen to the radio? What is something that I can do different for that 21 days?
Okay. I suggest, in being a grandparent myself, this is a great opportunity for us to do FaceTime with our grandchildren and our children. So that's one
okay.
thing that we can do. And you can use your phone to do that. So pick a time and make sure that the kids are knowing that you're going to do this. And
okay.
at least once or twice a week, pick a time that they can be ready, sitting down, and ready to talk to you and let you know how their day is going or how their week is going. And the other thing
okay.
that we could do is, you know, we used to write letters to people. And we used to send out
yes.
little cards. And, you know,
yes.
for me, I love getting something in the mail. The Dollar Tree has great little cards and things that we can get. This is a great time to, again, start a new habit and send something to the kids in the mail. It's only a stamp. You know, if
okay.
you spend a dollar on a card or a little postcard,
okay.
and you can write a little love message to the children, and then when they get the mail, because everybody's still getting their mail so far,
yes.
they can actually get something from you. And maybe
okay.
that could be something that they could do as well. They could draw pictures. My grandkids have been so sweet. They have been drawing pictures for me and sending them to me via text message.
Wonderful.
So that's something
okay.
else, yes, that we can do as families.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Okay, sounds
Thank
good.
You so much,
okay,
Mrs.
great. You're so
I appreciate
welcome.
You.
I
Have
appreciate
a wonderful
you
day.
You too, Ms. Sharon. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Uh-huh.
That was so sweet.
You're welcome.
Ladies
Bye-bye.
And gentlemen, that is my sister. She just surprised me. And I didn't recognize the number because she used a different number. But thank you, Sharon. That was so sweet for coming on to the show. That's awesome. That made me smile. So number two, talking about fitness, make sure you're watching what you're eating. This is a time that snacking is on. I'm telling y'all, it's on and popping at my house. My husband went out one day and just came back with all of these delicious little things, cookies and caramels and candies. And I'm just looking at him like, what have you done? And I try not to indulge, but if I don't see it, of course you can't eat it. So I try to put things away so they're not out there for me. But this is a great time to exercise and make sure we're doing it on a consistent basis. So if you're not in the habit of exercising, this is a great time. For the next 21 days, you know you can do that. That's something that you can do. I'm not saying you have to run a marathon or anything or prepare like you're running a marathon, but make sure that every day you're doing some kind of exercise or at least a couple times a week. So, one, you have to make a commitment to doing that. The thing with the fitness is make sure that you're always moving. I sit a lot because I'm doing Zoom and I'm doing teleconference. I'm sewing. So I am constantly sitting. So the one thing I do is I get up and I stretch, and that's something that we all can do. It doesn't take a lot of time, just no matter where you are. Even if you don't feel like getting up, just stretch while you're sitting in your chair, because we have to keep moving. We have to keep moving. The other thing we can do is walk. You can walk down to the mailbox. You can walk around your neighborhood. I choose to walk in my house. Because there's a lot of animals in my neighborhood. And not that I'm scared of every animal. I'm just scared of some animals. So I have a breezeway in my home, and I just walk around it to get my steps in. And make sure you're tracking which days you're going to do this and write things down. The other thing that's so important, and especially during this pandemic, is that we drink plenty of water. So make sure you're getting your water intake in every day. Eating more fruits and vegetables is also important if you can get them, because we know that fruits are not readily available all the time. So I've been getting the frozen fruits, and you can put those in your blender and your smoothies and all of that. So you're still getting your fruits and vegetables. But make sure you're not getting more than you need, because sugar is in fruits and vegetables as well. Spend less time on your cell phone and more time on teaching yourself something new. Now, if you're using your cell phone as a tool, then, of course, that's fine. But if you're not, if you're just on it playing games, use some of that time to learn something new and to learn more about technology, because you see that's where we're going in this day and time. Everything is Zoom and webinars and telecommunication, so be prepared. Go outside every day and try to get you a little bit of fresh air, a little bit of sunshine. Even if it's raining, you can just, not if it's pouring down rain, of course, so use logic. But try to, if you can't go outside, maybe just open a couple of windows if it's a nice day and get some fresh air. And you can take a fitness class online if that's something you want to do, or you can even get a YouTube video and start to do some new techniques. I was talking to my daughter today, and she says she needs to tone up. And so I was telling her to do some yoga moves, and that's going to help her and get her in shape for the summer, because we know summer is coming regardless of whether we can go outside or not. It's still coming. So we want to look good, and this is a good time to do that. Number three is finances. This is hard for us because a lot of people don't have jobs right now, or they're on furlough. They're not sure if their business is going to go come back, you know, and be open for them, or if they're going to be working 1 or 2 days a week and be part-time employees. So this, your finances look totally different right now. This is the area that is dear to my heart. Anybody that knows me knows I'm all about education, teaching about money, teaching classes online, and giving that information out to people. I'm not so much thrilled about the things that I see right now, because we know we were not prepared for this. Nobody was prepared for this. Those who had savings put away, and in one of my classes we talk about having 6 months to 1 year in savings. A lot of people can't do that because there's so much more that they have to do. But this is a good time to sit down and make a budget and follow it, because we are home now. We're seeing where the money is going. We're planning our trips to the store. We're eating in more, so we're planning the meals. We're not doing multiple meals. We're not stopping to get fast food. Map out your routines and what you're going to do to change this habit. When are the bills coming? We know that some bills we have to put off for a little while right now. So whatever it is that you need to do, make sure you're doing that to change the habits that you have. We have to be accountable for our funds. We need to stretch every dollar as far as we can. This is a great time to review your credit card statements, to review your credit, get your credit report. It doesn't cost you anything. Never, ever pay for a credit report. You can get your annual credit report for free. Don't make impulse purchases while you're sitting at home, online, buying things that you don't necessarily need right now. If it's something that you need, make sure that you plan it out. If you really need it, then, of course, get it. We know that there's shortages of things, and some things we do have to order. Set specific financial goals for yourself and track what you're spending, what's going in and what's going out. And then number four is family. So we're eating together more now as much as possible. We're reading more. And as I was telling my sister who just called in, spending that quality time together, even if it is FaceTime, that's something that we can do, sending out postcards to other people, calling people on the phone and saying, hello, how are you today? That's something we've gotten away from because we're constantly texting. This is people. People want to hear your voice. They want to talk to you. They want to know that you're okay. So please reconnect with your family members if you haven't been doing that. Establish phone time every day. We can't be constantly be on the phone all day long, but pick times when you can actually talk on the phone, get things done. And especially if you're a small business person and you have to work from home or your organization has sent you home to work, you still have to put in your 8 hours, so you're not really spending a lot of time on the phone except for work. So carve out that special time where you need to call people. Don't forget to take care of your animals. They're a part of your family. Make sure they're getting what they need. Again, talk to other people. Check on old friends. Track your family tree. If that's something that you've been thinking about, this is a great time to do that. Do go outside as much as you can and get as much exercise as you can as a family. Plan something together if you have other members in the household where you're going to get out together. Number five is your academics. This is a great time to take courses. I know Harvard, Corsica, lots of universities are offering free classes right now. Take advantage of that. Schedule things. Set some goals for yourself as far as your education is concerned. Check on extra credit if you're trying to finish things for school. And the other thing that I talk about a lot with my team is being a part of a big family. Sometimes we forget how important it is for you to just sometimes tell somebody else how good a job they're doing. And make sure that we're staying connected and communicating with each other. And the last thing is, personally, get a planner. Write things down. Use your planner every day. Track what you're doing. Track what you're spending. Track how you're being organized. This is going to help you change your habits. Write things down. Write three things that are positive about what you're going through, three things that are negative, and make sure that you're going to change the negative things into a positive thing. Spend 15 minutes every day working on a passion of yours, perfecting it, knowing what it is, knowing when you want to start it and when you want to finish it. Work on it. Don't hit the snooze button. Get up. Get up and get moving. Get someone to call you if you need to, if you have trouble getting up in the morning, okay? Practice something different. Practice an instrument. Volunteer, and you can still volunteer online. There's plenty for us to do, and create a consistent morning routine. This is going to help somebody, I hope, today. I am so excited about being here with you on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. If you would like to get in touch with me, my Gmail address is icwdirector@gmail.com, or go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.org. To reach out to Veronica McMillan for all your nonprofit questions is info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. Our 30 minutes is up, my friends. It has been marvelous on my end. I hope it was for you as well. Continue to be blessed. Take care of yourself. Remember, we're doing habit starters. Start something new. And if you would like to share it with me, that would be awesome. And maybe I'll even bring you on the show so you can talk about it. God bless you all. Good night.